the past, you know. I mean, we have, like, we have smog and things like that, but I think there's more involved in Texas and having trouble passing that, and I think he's got a fuel pump problem, so missing the road, missing being on the road for sure. So, I you know, hopefully something can come of that. But offered me very nice parking and nice dinner, nice breakfast before we headed out the next day. So it was a great, great visit with the Bounder guy. And then what did we do? I guess from there we just hightailed it to Florida. We took as most direct route as we can. It was funny going through some of these different states. We end up camping at in Louisiana at a nice kind of campground. It's called Frenchman's Wilderness Campground. It was kind of nice. The funny thing about that was I had to park into the site backwards because my sewer hose wouldn't reach. I have like 30 feet of sewer hose, but apparently 30 feet of sewer hose isn't enough. Because when you pull into these sites, you never know where you're going to be. Because you pull into these sites and your truck, you know, it goes to one extreme. Because I have a long bed truck and then I have this, you know, 28-foot trailer. So I'm taking up the whole site like I'm supposed to, but the sewer is way up toward the front of the truck or something. Silly. So I told him, I says, yeah, I'm going to have to turn around. This 50-year-old trailer has the sewer on the opposite side, which I'm usually prepared for, but this was just way out of the ordinary. So he says, well, okay, I don't see why not. We usually don't do that. I had to do like a turnaround, which I'm not so great at, but we made it. And so that worked out. That worked out. That was a nice campground. So, yeah, extra sewer hose. I already bought 20 more feet. It's already in the it's already in my truck now. I got 20 more feet of hose. And actually, one of the sites put me too far away from the water, so I had to buy another 25-foot fresh tank. And the first site we stayed at only had 50 amps, so I had to use one of those 50 to 30 amp adapters, which I bought before we left. So you never know what you find out on the road. It's incredible.
Yeah, I think I got to get that 30 to 50 adapter.
Yeah.
I keep one of those flattened freshwater hoses that I have used on occasion. It's pretty rare, but you know, it's like 50 feet or 100 feet. That's it's not real good quality.
Right.
But when you're when you only have to use it once in a blue moon, it's fine. But it does store really small. Which is really good.
Yeah. So let's see. After that, where did we go? We stayed at this place called Big Oak RV, which was it was okay. It was in the middle of a town in Florida here. I don't have the notes on the town, but they had this huge oak tree that grew. It was some partner oak trees that grew up so big that the branches fell all the way over to the sides, and you could walk into them, and it made like this whole little nursery that was just under this giant tree. It was really spectacular. So that's
how old is it?
I didn't get to ask him, but it was old. It was really old. But that's when the rains started.
Debbie
started on us there, and we had to drive. From there, we were coming straight to Fort Wilderness here in Orlando, and the eye of the storm, man. It was just covering the state. And I had to drive through it with the trailer all the way. And the good thing before I left, I put on new wipers, even though it was summer. I'm like, you know what? I don't know what I'm going to run into. I'm putting on new wipers. So good thing, because we were hitting pretty bad storm all the way through. And but we made it. No problem. And we got to Fort Wilderness, so probably about 5 o'clock in the afternoon. And I pulled in, and there were people looking at the trailer already. In fact, I was checking in at the registration. You don't even get out of your car here. You just pull up and they do everything while you're in your truck. And he says, I think somebody's checking out your trailer. So this place is massive. I think there's like over 700 campgrounds here. There's all these different loops. You know, it's very confusing. And when you first pull in, and they gave you a chintzy little map, you know. And so I was able. Oh, here's some more kids. Leaving the pool at 10 o'clock at night.